This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is The Kevin Jackson Show. It is that time of the day for you. I don't know when you get the show, and I would tell you I don't care because, not because I'm, you know, being a prude, like, I don't care when you get it. I just care that you get it. But I do just care that you get it, and I'm glad you guys are getting this show. So thanks for tuning in. I'm going to read a couple of listener messages because we haven't done this in a while and we've got new markets and they don't know who I am. They're like, who is this Kevin Jackson guy? He's new to us. Maybe. So here's what somebody wrote. Or Jan it was, in fact. Kevin, I've read two of your books, Race Pimping and another earlier one. They are great. I'm grateful for your input into the world and thanks for the personal response. I'm honored. I include you in the realm of Larry Elder. You guys are needed in this world of insanity and people pulling the race card every chance they get. I believe in personal responsibility and it's up to each one of us to make our own life better. No one's going to do it for you. P.S. Race Pimping was a laugh a minute. Great. But, of course, serious at the same time. Thanks, Kevin. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Jan. This message is from, who is it? I couldn't see the notes. Why don't you learn how to write better? Eddie. Eddie says, hey, Kevin, I heard you on the internet a month or so ago. And when I catch your show streaming. I just wanted to say it's refreshing to hear a radio personality who's black and can convey or discuss a topic without it always being about racism. We're about the same age. By the way, I'm white. Well, then we don't look the same age. That's all I got to say. Anyway, he says, and I remember me and my black friends cracking racial jokes about each other. No harm. Didn't mean anything. Your comment that the Summer Olympics was your favorite with track and field and you were being black made me think of this. Telling a joke or making a true statement isn't racism. It's your actions and what's in your character. White men can't jump. It's true and funny. But I never heard that thrown out by the left as racial. Anyway, I hope you get my short point. Keep up the good work. Take care, Eddie. Hey, there is a white dude that can jump. He can absolutely sky. You got to see this video of this white guy in a slam doing a slam dunk. It was during a slam dunk contest, and they said something. He showed up, and they said something like, you think you can do it? He's like, yeah, I can do it. And this guy absolutely could sky. I've never seen a white guy jump like this in my life. I'm telling you, it was amazing. It certainly broke the mold. Anyway, hey, listen, I'm glad you guys are here. Lots to talk about. I was looking at different topics for today, trying to figure out where I wanted to go, what I wanted to talk about. And Kid Rock's running for Senate. I want to chime in on that. I think people are taking these types of things the wrong way. And I want to make sure that we explain that this is not necessarily good. And you guys have heard me talk about Kid Rock. I love Kid Rock. A guy that I know, an acquaintance, he became wealthy through WebMD, and he's worth about $400 million now, and he threw a party, and Kid Rock was hired to do the party. And he made $500,000 to do that party, and I mean, the little bit of time I got to know Kid Rock, I became a huge fan, and more after, you know, after that, when he, you know, did the song, Sweet Home Alabama, and all summer long. Great song. And I just, and then I heard his politics, and I really liked the guy. But to run for Senate, I'm going to chime in on that in a minute. Well, you know what? Let's just talk about it now. Right? I mean, I know we got a lot of stuff on the plate, and you guys are ready with all the different things over there. But you know what? It's my show, fellas. You will adjust. I'm talking to my producers. So here's the thing. I think it's great when we have a person like Kid Rock who says, I'm a conservative. I want you to, he's got a whole, you know, a group of fans, and he can get to those people the way we can't. So I love that. But we tend to make such a big deal that, and I don't know whether this is good or bad, we're just kind of riffing on this together, but I don't want it to be like, hey, we got another one, yeah, we got one more entertainer, woo! there are lots of entertainers that are out there. And we need to say, hey, look, use Kid Rock as your example, but come on over. You're already here. We can't make it sound like, you sound like a loser when you're like, hey, we got one more. One of the cool guys wants to be with us nerds. And so this idea that Kid Rock's coming over, he's a, you know, he's a rock star, and he's giving us the time of day, and, you know, we're the ugly little girls out there, is ridiculous. We're amazing folks. Kid Rock is lucky to have us on his side. I'm happy he's on our side. But does that make him a senator? This guy is going to be much more effective, and I know we talked a little bit about this earlier because I remember saying this, but he's going to be much more effective on the outside, throwing concerts for people who that he really supports and wants them to run. You know, he charges his friend of mine $500,000. Kid Rock shows up somewhere and just plays a little guitar, does a couple of songs. He's going to get lots of people coming out. He becomes a de facto senator when he throws his support around people doing what he wants to do. People ask me, Kevin, why don't you run for politics? Why? Why would I? Okay, let's just say for the sake of discussion, I run for city council. And I win. Now, suddenly, all I am is a city councilman. I'm no longer this powerful voice in a conservative movement. I picked my strata. That's why I so appreciate what Trump did. Trump said, I want to be president. I'm not starting over on the school board. I'm not going to become a congressman, work my way up to be a senator, then do a governor. Or, you know, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be president. We have a guy here. He's the governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens, who, you know, and he won. He came in at governor. And I, to his credit, you come in at governor or you come in at president. End of story. Both of those guys have the power of life and death. So, and they have budget responsibility. But nothing else. And I'm not a fan of Greitens. Only thing I like about him is he's a Navy SEAL. And maybe if I got to know him a little bit more, because I think he's a charlatan, and he has aspirations to be president, but I see danger in him right now, unless he changes my mind. But I do admire his SEAL, background, and the fact that he says, you know what, go big or go home. And to be honest with you, I don't know, maybe Kid Rock is an amazing business person. He's, you know, got intellect beyond what I, you know, may give him credit for. But I really believe he would be better off helping in other ways. And that's why I'm not running. The only positions I would ever even consider running for are governor or president. And I don't even want to run for governor. And by the way, I'm getting to the age where I don't want to do anything except enjoy my life. But you guys tell me, I'm going to be much more effective when I have a national, you know, radio show and maybe a TV show, and I'm beating these guys up on the regular, and they're dying to get on because they're like, man, Kevin will torch you if you don't come on to defend yourself. That's important to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. If you want to call the show, kjradio.com. A little bit of housekeeping. You want to get my book, racepimping.com. You want to support the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. More coming on all these updates along the way, I promise. And if I sound a little tired, it's because I am. In the midst of a move, in the midst of a lot of things going on, I gotta free up some time to really get myself back in shape. I don't feel good unless I'm just really at the peak. And I'm getting to an age where, you know, I can't be peak, you know, to where I was in my 20s. But I gotta tell you, there's something to be said for feeling good. You know, this lungs just can absorb all that air. You know, just it's amazing. So I gotta get back in shape, and it's impacting me. I can tell you, I can feel it in how I deliver what I do. You may not notice. I'm like 92%, which is almost undetectable. You guys look at me like I'm crazy. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. De Blasio. This guy ran like a rat. the other day. I watched his video, and a woman asked him one question, and he just scurried, man. He did. And let me tell you why. It had to do with the police. The woman was like, "You are anti-police, et cetera, et cetera." And she went on to talk about his scandals. He got out of a scandal for fundraising fraud, but he's got some issues around some people that he appointed to be police commissioner, and it's completely backfired. There's a reason why I understand why he didn't want to answer the question. And I wrote of the corruption of these demon rats. I don't call them Democrats as much as I'd like to, but they're demon rats. And de Blasio in particular, because here's what had happened. And we talked about this on the air not too long ago. When the New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said that the current corruption scandal embroiling the NYPD went to the highest level of the department, he was really, he wasn't kidding. The former chief of department and highest ranking uniform member of the NYPD is a guy named Philip Banks III, and he resigned in 2014. Now, Bratton had tried to promote him to first deputy commission. Now, Banks resigned because of the promotion. Now, I want you to think about that a second. He's going to become the highest ranking guy in the force, and he turns it down. Now, if you equated the NYPD's ranking system, you know, rank and file to the federal government, the chief of department is like a four-star general, and his boss, the first deputy commissioner, would be like an undersecretary of defense. Okay? So, for Banks, the promotion would have actually been a pay cut. And I'll explain that in just a second. Now, Bratton was aware of how Banks... Bratton is the New York City Police Commissioner. He knows that Banks is buttering his bread as the chief of department, which is why he wanted to promote him to first deputy commissioner. I know that sounds strange, but he turned this promotion down that would have made him the highest ranking dude under the chief in the department because it was going to be a pay cut. All right, you get it? He had complained that the promotion would, quote, diminish his power in managing the department. Him now being the top dude would diminish his power. So the New York Post revealed this. They said, now the Post can reveal that the target of an ongoing federal corruption probe, when he walked away from his job as one of the most powerful men on the force, was this guy Banks. Investigators found hundreds of thousands of dollars in bank accounts that raised flags, red flags, and they said, according to the sources, Banks went to the Dominican Republic on golf outings aboard a private jet by Hamlet Peralta. Story thickens, the plot thickens. Peralta was arrested and charged with running a $12 million Ponzi scheme that even ripped off fellow officers. So he let the NYPD get screwed blind, or, you know, whatever. You know, they were robbed blind, I guess is what I should have said. But then there was de Blasio's ethics scandal around fundraising. And this all ties back together to part of what de Blasio was doing. It was a pay-for-play scam. And de Blasio was wanting to appoint these people that supported his campaign into key positions. So that was what was happening. But anyway, he had another. So I'm going back to this lady that asked de Blasio, why didn't you show up to the cop's funeral? Why were you gallivanting around Germany? And oh, by the way, I still know about your scandals. And this woman started to question him, he made a U-turn immediately and just said, I'm not even getting close to this. Now, he had this ethics scandal. He was found not guilty, but that doesn't mean he was innocent, okay? And then, and this is the part that got me in this whole thing, after he was found not guilty, he had said, you know what, I'm not going to stick the taxpayers with this bill because, you know, I can't in good conscience do that. Then he got the bill. And then he decided, I'm going to let the citizens of New York pay my legal fees for my fundraising shenanigans that, quite frankly, he wasn't. Let me tell you, if they let legitimate people take a look at de Blasio and what he did, he'd be in jail. But they won't do that. And so he would have been convicted had it been a real trial, a real, you know, investigation. But when he got freed, he decided, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to renege. And I want you guys to foot the bill. And I think, how slimy are you? Under investigation from 2016 through March by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney and the Manhattan District Attorney and the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics. And it focused on his fundraising activity. By the way, you remember Dinesh D'Souza went to prison because he wrote checks for people at a fundraiser to support some candidate, and it was less than 20 grand. De Blasio and what he's doing, we're talking millions of dollars, folks. He raised $4.3 million for a nonprofit campaign for One New York that promoted his causes, and the news found that at least $3 million came from entities seeking favors from City Hall. Surprise? And Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. found de Blasio's 2014 efforts to raise huge donations in a failed effort to switch the state Senate to the Democrats were contrary to the intent and spirit of laws restricting donation amounts. I mean, scurrilous is what these guys are. But you can go to prison for this. De Blasio gets a get-out-of-jail-free card and then reneges on paying his bill.
Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Jackson proudly presents Black Sphere in the Park.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong. It felt so right. It don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Hark, I liked it.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So I talked the other day about Hillary Clinton, and I like looking at trends, and I keep telling you guys, if you learn how to watch these trends, if you learn how to read between the political lines, you know what's going on. Maybe I've watched too much House of Cards. I don't know. But I've gotten to where I kind of know what's going on here. And Hillary Clinton is so last decade. I mean, she's now officially a relic. And it's long overdue. I think about how politics works, and it's a shame, folks. Think about this. It is a shame that you can take a family name and just suddenly it becomes bigger than life. I don't care that people become successful. I think it's wonderful. I remember seeing Denzel Washington in St. Louis. His son came to play for the Rams. This is probably 3-4 years ago. And there's Denzel standing there, and he's cheering his son on. And his son was on the practice squad. But, you know, Denzel Washington's an actor. His son didn't become an iconic actor. And his son's not even a name brand football player. What am I trying to say? You know what I'm saying? Marquee, you know, people don't know his name. They don't know who he is. And so there's no dynasty there. And even like you look at Ken Griffey Jr., Sr. and Jr. and Barry Bonds and his dad, you know, you get maybe one or the other generation, one other, you know, like father, son or mother, daughter. And then that's pretty much it. But in politics, they try to have dynasties. They want the Rockefellers, you know, and the Kennedys. And the Clintons wanted to be one of those. And America's not built on dynasties and kings and queens and, you know, royalty. I think about the rap guys like Jay-Z and Beyonce and people knowing the names of their children and treating them as if they're something. Look, they can sing. And I mean, I don't even like it. They can sing and perform. Congratulations. But should that make you royalty? Should you then have a bigger name and this a bigger vote, if you will, in the stake of others because somebody knows? Look, I'm a pretty smart guy. And I happen to really like me. But I'll put it this way. My vote is no better than your vote. And the only thing we can do is we can work as a collective to say, hey, look, we're going to do what's right for the majority of the people, and occasionally it's going to impact you negatively. But if we do what's right, we're going to feel good about it. That impact is going to be so minute that it doesn't matter. But you get people like the Clintons who say, you know what? If we go out there and raise billions of dollars and we funnel it through various friends organizations, we can help a lot of our friends. And the $2 billion we raised for Haiti, we'll build them a water treatment plant. It's quite the opposite. They see opportunity where we, you know, look, I'm all for better roads and bridges and schools and things like this. And understanding that a piece of what I earn has to go into that infrastructure in order to help other people get ahead. But I don't build a road or bridge or school or something else with a scheming idea of how can I get something out of this. I think of it as if we build better roads and schools and support businesses and things like this, we get more things to enjoy as human beings. And I would say that's the distinction. But the Clintons are not like that. And I'm going to tell you, for the record, neither are any leftists that I've ever met. They all have an ulterior motive. They all have something to be gained for themselves when they deal with you. I'm not talking about, you know, I had a contractor come the other day to look at doing some work in my house. He's a fan of my work. And we sat there and we were truly equals. I'm telling him, you've got to make money. He's saying, Kevin, I understand what you're wanting to do to the house. We're going to give you the best value. And I can tell you, we were sitting there. I had no concept of, I'm going to take advantage of this dude. it was truly, we you know, had a great conversation. He's telling me about his past, how he started. He was a co-founder of the company, how they love hearing me on the radio. And we talked martial arts. It turns out he and his brother were pretty big in point fighting and going around the country doing demos. We talked about mutual people we knew. And at the end of it, it was like talking to my bro, you know. And he's like, dude, I got you. And I'm like, I got you. And that was that. And it was a great feeling. But I can tell you, he wasn't looking at me like, oh, I got this guy. And I certainly wasn't looking at him that way. But the left doesn't behave that way. And let me tell you, they understand where they are. And that's why it's no accident. I'm talking about where they are politically, where they are in the minds of other people. The left knows they're in big trouble. And it's no accident that Schumer blamed Hillary for her own demise, letting Comey, Russia, and Donald Trump off the hook in one statement. He made a declaration, and I talked about this the other day, that the Clintons are no longer going to be a threat to the Democratic Party. The gauntlet of protection afforded this former first family no longer exists. So they have to leave the political scene, or somebody's going to start telling them where the bones are buried. And this is what I suspect is happening, folks. They know that the end of the Russian saga has neared. And the bad news for Hillary Clinton, Mueller now has to shift that investigation her way. There's no way Mueller can investigate Russia with everything America knows about it and not address Hillary Clinton. And the irony of it all is it's President Donald Trump's media juggernaut that has caused the Democrat strategy to fail. And I'm talking about his tweets. I saw a cartoon where they have a Trump shooting a Gatling gun, like a, you know, and it out is this the Twitter bird, you know. It's really funny. Very clever, whoever did that. And so Donald Trump used Twitter to call for the Justice Department to reopen the criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton. And all the, you know, the email stuff and all that. And he called into question the witch hunt, and he's called it that. He called it a witch hunt of the Russian investigation. And in quintessential Trump fashion, he provided fodder by way of innuendo when he used the term the beleaguered AG. Now, when I originally thought about this, I was like, is he really talking about, who's he talking about? Is he talking about Loretta Lynch or is he talking about Sessions? Because Loretta Lynch is the beleaguered former AG. So here's what he actually tweeted. He says, so why aren't the committees and investigators and, of course, our beleaguered AG looking into crooked Hillary's crimes in Russia relations? He was talking about Jeff Sessions. He absolutely was. And Donald Trump is jumping Jeff Sessions' bones publicly, not because he doesn't like Sessions. I've made the case that Sessions isn't strong enough to be his AG. But he's jumping it because he's saying, look, if you don't have the guts, the political, to get out there and start doing your job, I'll do it for you. I'll get public opinion to force you to reopen the investigation to Clinton and start looking into this other stuff. Now, what's beautiful about this is Trump could sit back on his laurels and say, you know what? Let's just let this Russia thing play out. It's not going to do anything. But he now figured it out. Russia isn't going to go away, not because there's anything there, but because the left likes it to linger. It's like a flu bug. They want it hanging around in the air, and eventually, if you keep, you know, living and breathing, you're going to get it. So Trump's saying, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go on the offensive and go after what I know is real, and it's going to force you to have to drop Russia because I'm going to put you back on Front Street. I love this. I love it. And he's also attacking another guy. We'll talk about him in just a second. That's Adam Schiff. What? I don't know who I can't stand more, Schumer or Schiff. Luckily, they both have SCH in the beginning of their name, so I can start with Sh. Anyway, we'll be back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
You play with the bull, you might get the horn. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to call us, 844-551-8255. Hey, let me say something to some of the affiliates that are out there. Appreciate your program directors. I'll get it out. I appreciate your... your program directors for picking up the show. I don't know how many hours you get of the show. It's a 3-hour show daily. Typically, we run during the time of Limbaugh. And a lot of people are, Kevin, do you want to compete against Limbaugh? Yes, absolutely. Why would I want to compete? Who do you want me to compete against? Pookie? I want to compete against Limbaugh. And when I start kicking Limbaugh's butt, you guys start seeing my clips, you're going to go, holy cow, who's this guy? Right, I'm the guy that took on Limbaugh. Now, I'm not trying to take Limbaugh out. He's got a great voice for conservatism, but he's not the only one. Anyway, here's my point. If you only get in the show 1 hour, tell your PD, the program director at the radio station, hey, can we get more? Can you broadcast the rest of the show in the evening? Whatever. These guys have a tough job. They have to make a decision. on when a show needs to go on. They've got lots of pressures from the owners of their stations and the syndicates as to where they can put me. So if they put me on for an hour, it's because they really like the show and they're like, you know, I'm going to squeeze them in. But, you know, it's a three-hour show. So if you want it, get more of it. If you want, you like it, you love it, you want some more of it. Yeah, we're musical too over here. Oh, my producers are singing. I can't let them hear you guys, but I'd like them to. Even though your singing voices suck. Anyway, glad you guys are here. So, sleazy Democrat got on Donald Trump's radar. And let me tell you something. When you get on Trump's radar, it's like being on Santa's naughty list, except it's worse. Because if Trump calls you out, it can impact your future. Now, Adam Schiff is a lifelong leftist. He was born and raised, dyed in the wool leftist. His folks are from Massachusetts. He was born in 1960. They moved. He's been finally ended up in California. I mean, where else can you? You're talking about the alien egg epicenter, the mothership or whatever of leftism in Massachusetts and California. And he hates you as conservatives, and he hates Donald Trump. This is a Jewish guy who, for all intents and purposes, yeah, he's a secular Jew who does not like America and is doing everything he can to destroy his own people. It's amazing to me. Look, you can be, black liberals get mad at me and people like me, Larry Elder and, you know, Herman Cain and Alan West, but they can never accuse us of saying we're trying to destroy black people. Quite the contrary. We're trying to change the perception of blacks. So people go, man, oh, look at that black. Oh, you got to hire that black team. You know those black kids are. They work their butts off. You know, we're trying to change the whole perception of black. You could never say, oh, he's trying to destroy the black race. No, I'm trying to stop abortion. You know, things like this. But with the secular Jews, I don't get it. These leftist Jews, they don't care about Israel. They would bring Muslims into their own neighborhoods and ultimately for their own demise. I don't get them. And Adam Schiff is one of these guys. But let me tell you, he's got a stellar record. I mean, in terms of his government service and all that. If you just look at, thank you. If you just look at he's got a JD from Harvard, bright guy. And I could go on. I could list all of his legislative accomplishments. He cut his teeth by prosecuting a guy who sold secrets to the Soviets. So the guy's got a decent pedigree, and he's got a stellar record, and he did the wrong thing. I'm just telling you, if you go back and you look at this guy's, you know, good student, smart guy, blah, 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 whatever, stupid for being a leftist, of course, but he's got all the intellectual stuff that makes him supposedly bright, except he hung around leftists his entire life. This Adam Schiff knows no other thought process than leftist. Leftism. That's it. Which makes him dumb. I mean, he is, no offense, ladies, blonde, but he's blonde dumb, you know, the way we stereotypically think of blondes. That's the way leftists are, because they can't think any other way. If you say to me, Kevin, can you look at the other side of immigration? Sure. Can you look at the other side of voter ID? Can you look at the other side of, you know, whatever, tax policy, minimum wage? Yeah. I'm happy to hear your argument on it. And then I'm going to just start asking questions. I don't have to berate you. I don't have to belittle you. All I can do is ask questions. Dude. So with voter ID, why is it you target only blacks when you are talking about valid voter ID? Well, Kevin, you know, back in the day, black people couldn't get this and this didn't happen. Okay, so wait. You're telling me old black people didn't have birth certificates. I know old white people that didn't have birth certificates, but I don't see you targeting old whites. Why are you not targeting all people? Why are you targeting blacks? Why is the argument centered around blacks when it comes to voter ID? Answer. And then let me ask you this. Do you believe that black people are more stupid than other races and therefore don't know how to go get a valid ID?
Well, Kevin, you know, there's a group of people that can't read. Okay, so let's just say that's the truth.
Do you believe that black people are surrounded by nothing but other stupid black people who couldn't explain to somebody who doesn't understand how to go do it? I'm just going to sit here and let you listen, let you answer. You get what I'm saying? I don't have to debate. I don't have to get all my... You're trying to say about black people. I don't have to do that. I'm just going to ask you... I told you guys, I will play 20 questions with any leftist, and I will have them spinning on their heads in less than five. I can spin a leftist on his head in three questions. Spin that leftist. You remember that? I could name that too. No, you don't. You guys don't remember. You're too little. You're too young. I want some old producers. Where's Dave? Anyway, Schiff made a mistake, folks. He got on Donald Trump's radar, and he's now sleazy. Remember Crooked Hillary? Do you think Hillary Clinton, in the rest of her life, first of all, she's going down in history as being Crooked Hillary? Anybody doubt me? Hillary Clinton, number one, she is crooked. So it fit. But nobody's given nicknames. I know it sounds crazy, but this is the one. Yeah, I'm going to tie this together for you. In black, in life in the hood, you have your name and then you have a nickname. I will never forget, I got arrested for identity theft. I mean, I didn't steal anybody's identity. Somebody stole mine, and I was arrested because somebody stole my identity. So I'm at the police station, and they're booking me in. I'm in a suit, and, you know, and all that. And they're like, okay, Kevin Jackson, blah, blah, blah. And they ask me this. So, and the cop's like, so you have any other names? And I go, no, just Kevin Jackson. And they go, well, do you have any street names or any nicknames? And I go, no. I go, well, my great-grandfather called me Buck. But he's the only person that ever called me that. And, you know, I go, is that kind of what you're looking for? He goes, no. I mean, like, you know, some people that, you know, they would recognize you and go, hey, what's, you know, and have, you know, they call you by another name. I go, no, I'm Kevin. He goes, you have no other name. And I go, no. I go, I have no other names. I'm not kidding. You guys think I'm kidding, but it's the truth. And the cop's like, surely, black man, you have a nickname. And I'm going, look, I've only been called by my name. When I was a fighter, I had a ring name, but nobody except fight fans would know it. No, I don't have a street name. And he couldn't believe it because we have that. So here's my point. Donald Trump understands the streets. So when he gives you a nickname, you think it's resonating just with the, you know, it's a funny thing. No, it isn't. It's Hillary's street name. What's up, Crooked? See, my grandfather was Pooka on the streets. Nobody called my grandfather by his name. If he was out and about, the dude would say, yo, Pooka. And I never understood it as a kid. I was like, why they call him? I don't get it. My uncle was Obie, and his real name was Osby. And one of my other uncles was Squeakum. I'm just, and here's the funny thing about this. My Uncle Squeakum, to this day, I don't even know his real name. You'll watch cop shows and people will go, what's his real name? I don't know. I only know him by June. So by giving these people street names, Adam Schiff has now become sleazy. And let me tell you, you should, if you want to do a favor to the conservative movement, don't refer to Adam Schiff as Adam Schiff. Call him Sleazy. That's his new street name. Donald Trump is giving out street names, and this is going to stick with these people for the rest of their careers. And it's your responsibility to do it. Adam Schiff is Sleazy. Is Hillary is Crooked.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.